Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. Chapter 1. Flight. It happened many years ago, before the traders and missionaries first came into the South Seas, while the Polynesians were still great in numbers and fierce of heart. But even today, the people of Hikueru sing this story in their chants and tell it over the evening fires. It is the story of Mafatu, the boy who was afraid. They worshipped courage, those early Polynesians, the spirit which had urged them across the Pacific in their sailing canoes before the dawn of recorded history, not knowing where they were going nor caring what their fate might be, still sang its song of danger in their blood. There was only courage. A man who was afraid, what place had he in their midst? And the boy, Mafatu, son of Tevada Nui, the great chief of Hikueru, always had been afraid. So the people drove him forth, not by violence, but by indifference. Mafatu went out alone to face the thing he feared the most, and the people of Hikueru still sing his story in their chants and tell it over the evening fires. It was the sea that Mafatu feared. He had been surrounded by it ever since he was born. The thunder of it filled his ears, the crash of it upon the reef, the mutter of it at sunset, the threat and fury of its storms. On every hand, wherever he turned, the sea.